On this beautiful feast of the Holy Family, we return to the stage of the divine drama. Of course, Jesus, the star of Jacob, is the star of the show, front and center, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. We see Immaculate Mary and just and obedient Joseph worshiping their son, the angel and the shepherds and the animals, all adoring the Christ child in the manger. When I look at all of these characters on the stage of the divine drama, I think they embody the virtues described by St. Paul in today's second reading from Colossians. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, gratitude, peace, and love. As I contemplate all of these beautiful virtues, I also see that onto the stage, onto this beautiful scene of peace and love, a character worms his way onto the stage who wants to destroy this beautiful scene. His name is Herod. I should have anticipated that at some point a villain would show up on the stage of the divine drama, because this is exactly what happened at the beginning of creation. After God made the sun and the moon and the stars, the planets, the galaxy, the universe, after he made the birds of the sky and the fish of the sea and the plants and the animals, after God made angelic and human persons, after Adam and Eve were immaculately conceived, peace and harmony and love reigned. Everything that God created was good. The Bible says, God saw how good it was. God looked at everything he had made, and he found it very good. And into this beautiful scene of compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness, into this scene slithers the snake, Satan, to destroy the love and peace and harmony between God and his creation. This is what happened at the First Council of Jerusalem in the year 50 AD. St. Paul describes it in his letter to the Galatians, chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. He describes the scene. They're having their council, but then somebody sneaks in to the assembly. False claimants to the title brother wormed their way into the group to spy on the freedom that the apostles enjoyed in Christ Jesus. But St. Paul says, we did not submit to them even for a moment. We resisted so that the truth of the gospel might remain intact for your benefit. So this is common. We should have expected this, that a villain would show up into the scene. So into our perfect Christmas scene comes Herod. Who was King Herod? Historians refer to him as Herod the Great. In the year 40 BC, the Roman Senate gave him the title King of the Jews. At that time, Herod ruled over all of the Holy Land, Galilee in the north, Samaria in the middle, and Judea in the south. Herod was a despicable human being. He was the opposite of what the angels sang on Christmas night. Herod was not a man of goodwill. In the year 35 BC, Herod abolished the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court of the Jews, and appointed a 17-year-old boy to be the country's high priest. But unfortunately for the young priest, he was very popular, more popular than Herod. That's why Herod invited the popular priest to go swimming at his palace in Jericho. And the priest mysteriously drowned. It is not a secret that Herod killed over half of his 10 wives. Mariamne, his favorite of the 10, was plotting against Herod behind his back, and Herod didn't hesitate in having her executed for adultery, along with his annoying mother-in-law, Alexandra. One by one, three of Herod's sons disappeared: Antipater, Alexander, and Aristobulus. The governor of Syria quipped in Greek, that it was safer to be Herod's pig, Hus, than his son, Huius. When Herod died at the age of 70, he gave orders that a collection of the most distinguished citizens of Jerusalem should be arrested, and that the moment he died, they should be killed. Herod said that's because he knew no one would mourn his death, and so he was determined to have some tears shed when he died. Do you see why I think that Herod was a despicable human being? Can you see why Herod was so upset when Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews?" Herod said, "I'm the king of the Jews. That is my rightful title given to me by the Roman Senate, and no one is going to take it away from me." Verse 16, left out of today's gospel, says that Herod ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under. Herod's typical MO, his modus of operation, to kill anyone who threatens his authority. Today is the 28th day of December, and every single solitary year, the 28th day of December is always the feast of the Most Holy Innocents. Modern scholars think that perhaps 20 to 30 baby boys under 2 years old were martyred in Bethlehem. The Holy Innocents, we call them, the first martyrs to shed their blood for Jesus. Despite Herod's ambition and scheming, he still couldn't thwart the plan of God. God even uses our sins to bring about good for his honor and glory. For indeed, God makes all things work to the good for those who love him. To avoid our Lord's untimely murder, the angel of the Lord appears to Saint Joseph in a dream and says, "Rise and take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Really? He's going to try to destroy God? Who would try to destroy God? And yet, don't you think that there are Herods in our society today? Herods on the scene and the stage of the divine drama. I think there are many people who would gladly destroy Jesus Christ because they see him as one who interferes with their lives. They want to do what they want to do. And so the solution is to destroy Jesus. Who are the Herods in society today that want to eliminate Christ by, let's say, removing the Ten Commandments from courthouses? Let's say, taking down mangers from town squares, eliminating the word Christmas from our vocabulary. Who are the Herods that want to destroy the beauty and sanctity of family life? I think there are many Herods that want to destroy the dignity and sanctity of married life. Who are the Herods in my life that worm their way into our lives to try to destroy our compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience? Let's not let them. Let's not let them destroy our inward peace for anything whatsoever. All those Herods that lie and steal and cheat and change the rules to get what they want to eliminate Jesus. May St. Paul inspire us today. We did not submit to these Herods even for a moment. We resisted so that the truth of the gospel might remain intact for your benefit. The first pope says it this way in his first letter, chapter 5, starting at verse 8. He says, "Be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in faith, knowing that your fellow believers throughout the world undergo the same sufferings. Then the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory through Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little. To him be glory and honor and power unto the ages of ages. Amen.